It is downtown on your Tuesday afternoon, and time for us to talk a little Celtics basketball. To do that, we welcome in our friend John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. I'd like to shake your hand, John. Oh, wait, psych.
You are such a child.
Oh, well, I don't know. That was a little silly, but I thought it was fun.
You know, I honestly am, I cannot believe that an adult, a grown man, did that in the middle of an NBA game, especially after getting called for an offensive foul for elbowing Jaylen Brown in the face on a spin move. So he spins, he puts the elbow up high, catches Jaylen in the face, and then on the way back down the floor, he does that? I mean, that is funny. That is just incredibly, like, is it a lack of self-awareness? Is it childishness? I don't know what it is, but wow, I can't believe I saw that.
I think that's a guy looking around going, why don't they give me anybody on this team to help me win some games?
Yeah, no kidding. He should be elbowing, like, the front office. or himself, because he's the reason why they made that Damian Lillard trade.
Right.
He wanted to play with Damian Lillard, and the ramifications of that, plus the Chris Middleton injuries that have just, I don't want to say ended his career, because he's supposed to be coming back this year, but ended what we knew Chris Middleton to be. The combination of those two things have just decimated the Bucks. They're not the same. And unless Chris Middleton comes back and is prime Chris Middleton, they're stuck. The Celtics targeted Damian Lillard over and over and over again. And because the Celtics now have Jrue Holiday, they have a guy that not only made plays down the stretch to seal that game, he hit huge three-pointers. He's been an integral part of a championship team. I can't remember a trade for a bona fide superstar player going as wrong as the trade for Damian Lillard has.
John, I always love your references, but this one I think might be in my all-time top five. You wrote about Peyton Pritchard lately being the Celtics' Ned Flanders.
I mean, so I got this vision in my head. The Celtics fell down two games in a row, 16-2. And it was Pritchard who came in both games and kind of bailed the Celtics out. And I like to call, like, I think clutch play can happen at any time in the game. And so I thought that was clutch play. And it just reminded me of the Simpsons episode where Flanders saves Homer from a burning building, where he rushes in, saves him, pushes him out the window, and Homer bounces off the mattress back into the burning building, and he has to go do it again. So that was my Ned Flanders comparison. And thank you to Peyton Pritchard for allowing me to make even more Simpsons references, as if I don't make them enough in my writing.
We're talking with John Corrales, navigating that bumper-to-bumper Boston traffic to make his way to the Garden for tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks. Now, is this the first official game for the in-season tournament tonight?
Yes. The entire NBA is playing Emirates Cup games tonight. So you're going to see all the goofy floors. Although Boston does look better. It legitimately looks better. But it definitely is a wild departure from what you're used to. So just when you see all the floors all over the place on TV tonight, that's what's happening, yes.
Well, what do we think tonight against the Hawks? They've been struggling, have lost two in a row, four and seven overall in the young season.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one for them, because not only are they struggling just on their own, they are without Trae Young. They are without probably half their roster at this point. They're decimated by injuries. And even though the Celtics may be without Jason Tatum, there's no injury report at this point to tell us one way or the other. But Tatum could be out with that ankle that he suffered in that Bucks game. Could be without Al Horford. They're calling it a toe, but really it's the back-to-back. And with Brooklyn tomorrow, that's a tougher game. So even if the Celtics are without those two guys, the Hawks are basically their G League team without, I think, three starters. So I would expect the Celtics to hop on them early. Hey, and remember, point differential matters
right
in these cup games. So if the Celtics jump on them early, don't expect them to let up like this. If they have an opportunity in this game to win by 50, they're going to take it, because any chance you get to pile up points in these Emirates Cup games, you've got to take them.
Now, what are the fans, the insiders, the real fans, more excited about, the Cup or the NBA Champions belt?
Look, they should be. As sirens pass by me, they should be excited for the championship belt, because that's an all season thing, man. That I love that NBA belt. I created a separate Twitter account just for the belt, which is being held by the Cavs right now, the 12-0 Cleveland Cavaliers. But I think it's fun, because invariably a team that's on a big run like that finds its way to getting the belt. And the belt, for people who don't know, the champions, the Celtics, come in with the quote-unquote NBA belt, and every night is a title defense, just like a boxing or a wrestling or UFC match. And it's just a nice little kind of way to keep up with the rest of the league. And so that you know, these teams on big runs always find their way to the belt. So I would love for the NBA to actually create a real belt that gets passed around and the winning team takes it with them to the next arena. But for now, I guess their attention's all tied into this Emirates Cup. But I like my idea better.
Well, I do too. And I also hope the Cavs win their next three. I was looking ahead at the schedule. If they do that, They would be 15-0 when they play the Celtics.
That would be incredible if they are on a 15-0 run to start the season and the Celtics beat them and get the belt back. That would be their third time holding it. They came in with it. They won it from the Hawks the last time they played. And so it would be kind of fun for the Celtics to win it back and end that streak. Somebody's going to end the Cavs streak somewhere, and that team's going to get the belt. What better reward for ending a historic streak to start the season?
Absolutely. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thank you so much. As always, enjoy the game tonight, and we'll visit with you next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.
That's John Corrales every week here on Downtown, talking Celtics with us.